You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
9:16 in the a.m. John Harbaugh stood on business. The Ravens brass wanted him to fire his offensive coordinator. He said, no. We have different perspectives of that. I think John Harbaugh saw the writing on the wall, did not want to lose control of his football team, so he stood on business knowing that he would get fired and get his money. Ed North said, well, it could have been they parted ways and they fixed the money for him so he can get paid. I ain't volunteering to give you $17 million. If you're willing to walk, I'm willing not to pay you. But possibly. I can understand how that would work.
This isn't a guy who was here for 3 years. He's there 18 years, and he's close with DaCosta. It's a guy, you know, I know it's Bisciotti's money, but still.
I also believe that, you know, considering that the date at the time was January the 6th, and I'll talk about this later, I think Steve Bisciotti gave the man an early birthday gift because today is Lamar Jackson's 29th birthday.
Today is?
Today. So I think things were going awry.
After a while, with all the reporting that's been done, yeah, something was wrong. Things were wrong. And it you know, it's in retrospect now, it explains a lot because there's different reports. Obviously, Mike Preston had the Lamar Harbaugh, you know, tension.
And Mike Preston will be on at 9:30.
Yes, and now there's the Monken, you know, tension over with, because Lamar's not his kind of guy. Then there's the Monk, you know, Harbaugh standing behind Monken, not refusing to let him be released because of that tension. All these things. And I'm not even arguing the validity of any. Just saying, now I understand why I saw what I saw on the field. You can't have an organization with that much going on internally and expect it to function really well, where the offense is not functioning properly, the defense is not functioning properly. So it's like a lot was going on. It's akin to what's happened to the Eagles this year. Now, granted, they're in a much better position, but there was so much talk about internal pressure in the locker room. Tension, coaches, you know, not respected, they're not getting along with them, things like that. And they look really pedestrian at times this season.
Damn. Lamar Jackson is just 1 year older than Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't it? It's something, isn't it?
I quit. The reason I think Lamar Jackson, well, I thought anyway that he had a lot of influence in this, but Ian Rappaport this morning also said this.
This was always a possibility, but maybe one that most people did not want to acknowledge. I think if you would canvass people involved in the situation, including probably John Harbaugh, would have said, you know what, maybe consider some staff changes, maybe move forward with the team that they had. For owner Steve Bisciotti, that was not to be. Staff changes were not going to happen, and it did seem that Harbaugh was caught a little bit by surprise about this. There was a lot of focus on the job status of Todd Monken, and what was that going to go? Instead, it was all about Harbaugh. What owner Steve Bisciotti did was canvass the building, talk to players, talk to Lamar Jackson, and decide that it was time for the organization to go in a new, dramatically new direction. It did seem like a lot of the focus here was to find someone to reach Lamar, to invigorate Lamar, to find him, right? I mean, that's sort of what we're talking about here. I'm not saying that it was like they chose a coach over the quarterback, or they chose a quarterback over the coach. It's not like that. It's just which coach can come in and get the absolute most out of the two-time MVP that just had a weird year, and a year where a lot of people in the building were wondering, like, is Lamar okay? What's wrong with him? How can we get to him? The goal for the new leader of the organization is to find someone who can get the absolute most of their superstar talented quarterback, which means John Harbaugh, who for years did exactly that in Baltimore before it was time to find a new voice.
Yeah. I think the Ravens are a class organization, but also think Steve Bisciotti is very in tune with this organization and knowing what they needed. And when you have players unhappy, that many young players unhappy, and you're paying millions of dollars, at some point, you've got to turn the page.
I think this was that time. Look, it's an organization. It's like, after a while, messages become stale. I think it's true like Buck Showalter. He comes in, he straightens places out, and gets things turned around, and then it's time to go. Because the message gets old, because, you know, maybe his personality or whatever.
Yeah, but I think Bucks gets older quicker.
Oh, obviously. He was anywhere 18 years. Yeah, but I just think it's time after a while. Yeah. And that's what happened. It may have happened here.
Do you guys, so if you were reading Bisciotti's statement, it said, be a team and organization that the fans take pride in. Do you think that he was hearing enough of the fan base complaining?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, because most of the time, we like to think that they're insulated from that, but...
Like, not owners. Coaches, maybe. But see, owners have to worry about the bottom line.
Exactly.
If people aren't coming in, then my vendors, my advertisers, and all those people are worried as well.
You're 3-6 at home.
Bisciotti has to be concerned about that. And even, you got to say something, Joe. If he doesn't know personally, which I think he does, he employs people whose jobs are to know personally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Yeah, let's go to Ellicott City and get Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Bob, can I say
I'm very happy today. I'm glad Bob, they moved on.
Bob, can I ask you? Again, Bob?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Were you or are you a teacher?
I'm not.
Okay. You just have a teacher, professor type voice and cadence. That's all I've always thought.
You know what? I do a lot of work presentations, so I'm used to talking.
There you go. There you go. I knew it was something like that.
You're a teacher.
But there you go. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I just want to say I'm very happy that they moved on from Harbaugh, and I want to make two points. When I would talk to people about why we should keep or get rid of Harbaugh, they would cite two things. One, they'd cite his winning record, and second, they would say, well, he won us a Super Bowl. I have two things to say about that. First is, as far as his record goes, yes, you know, numbers are what they are, but I think they're a little bit inflated because he got to play against two of the most dysfunctional franchises in the league, the Browns and the Bengals, for those 18 years. And he has actually a winning percentage against teams with winning records. So he stacked up a lot of wins against bad teams. That's the first point. The second point is about winning that Super Bowl. Yeah, he did win that Super Bowl. But if you think back, it is a miracle that they won that Super Bowl, because that was the miracle in Mile High game where they should have lost. They should have lost if not for a blown coverage by the Denver defensive back. Jacoby Jones doesn't make that catch. Game doesn't go to overtime. We don't even play anymore after that. So it's a miracle that he even has that one Super Bowl. So in theory, you could say we were a miracle away from Harbaugh having zero Super Bowl trips in 18 years.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Let me ask you this before you go. Do you take anything away from Bill Belichick because he coached in the horrible AFC East that featured the Jets, a bad Bills team,
a bad Dolphins
team?
It's true. Yeah, you do kind of have to look around and like, what are these teams?
Bill Belichick won a lot of Super Bowls, though. You don't take away from that.
Is it to win that division?
I guess he's not hearing what I'm saying.
He just doesn't.
I think you will hear what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. You're making a great point. It's very valid. It's even more. It's worse there because he brings up the two teams. First of all, the Bengals have been a problem for this team. They went to a Super Bowl.
Also, they were winning for a while when Harbaugh got here. Is that not the Marvin Lewis era at the back end of it?
Yeah, and the Bengals have been to a Super Bowl fairly recently. It's like, this is not a bad team. And they faced one of the best franchises in the NFL twice a year, which was the Steelers. And the record, from what I said before, I think it's 23-17 in their favor. But it's basically close. It's a 50-50 rivalry. So I'm like, this reminds me of people who do religion. They feel a certain way. It's about gay men or whatever you want it to be. And they select something from a Bible and they use that as their evidence. One thing. Not the tall picture, not anything. You can take any one thing and get it to support your argument. It's just sometimes just in the whole water. And to me, that doesn't. It's like you say same thing about the guys in the NFC North. That's a weak division. The Buccaneers keep winning, except this year, because everybody sucks. The South isn't much better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's good in the South?
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of argument.
He also hasn't beaten up on the Bengals. And the Bills, yes, he's 28-8, but he only is 5 games above. Yeah, sorry.
The Browns.
He's 28-8 against the Browns. He's 20-17 against the Bengals.
No, I know.
Because the Bengals have been good.
Like, that's not even...
it refutes what the caller said.
Yeah.
He's like, two of the worst... That's not true at all.
And were there years where this division sent three people to the playoffs?
Yes,
three teams?
2011 was one of them. They had three. They had three teams in there, and the Bengals were one of them. We also had callers had... There was another caller 2 days ago that said that Harbaugh's record is only so good because he beat up on bad teams in the last 3 years. We had one season where we set the NFL record for beating teams with over 500.
Did the Ravens go to the playoffs the year the Browns beat the Steelers in the playoffs? Weren't the Ravens in the playoffs that year as well?
I don't know. Do not believe but so,
you,
no.
You don't get through with these kind of... He also mentions the Mile High Miracle. Okay. I'll give you one. How about when the Steelers beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl? James Harrison had a 100-yard interception return. If not for that, they don't win.
They don't win.
Is that not a fluke play?
That's a miracle.
100-yard return by him?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.